Dear listeners, loving Sairam from the abode of highest peace, Prashanti Nilayam. Because as always, you are tuned into Love to Love with me, Chandu Vijay, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. And I would like to take this opportunity to wish all our dear listeners a very happy new year once again, as we are still in the infant stages of January 2013. So, how do we start a new year usually? Well, many of us have resolutions, goals, deadlines, charts, etc. Most of the time, some of these ideals are achieved. But however, almost all of the time, many of us either forget about our resolutions till the last day of the calendar year, or we just put them away for later. Well, I must admit that I too am guilty of the same. So the question now is how to put into practice all of the wonderful lessons and stories that we have heard and shared about in the previous segments of Love to Love. The year of 2012, we did some serious exploration into various subjects such as devotion, love, faith, non-violence, etc. So today, let's look at practical ways to inculcate Swami's teachings as we embark on a journey to transforming ourselves for the better. You are listening to Love to Love, a program that brings you songs of love, from love, through love and to love by the students and devotees of Bhagwan. Our first story is about how a group of dedicated members of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organizations of Nilgiri had followed their resolution to love all and serve all, regardless of their backgrounds, resulting in an amazing transformation of not only of themselves, but for an entire village. Well, 10 kilometers away from Ooty in Tamil Nadu, India, is the village of Melakavati. Now, surrounding this valley are cloud-capped, mist-laden hills that offer a panoramic view of nature's emerald greenery at its best. And this village hosts about 300 families. In the month of January 2003, after the Nagar Sankirtan, the members of the Sri Sathya Sai organization visited each and every house and gave out Swami's picture, a laddu and vibhuti as prasad as a part of their Gram Seva project. So at the end of a lane, they entered an ancient half-broken house for handing out the prasadam. But what they saw shook them to the very core of their being. On the damp floor was lying a lady well past her prime on a small piece of cloth. And wherever they turned, their eyes met only signs of abject poverty and neglect. Now some villagers who had come along with them explained the pitiful condition of that lady. They said that she was extremely poor and had been orphaned at a very early age. Now the little plot of land that she had inherited was the only source of a meager income that kept her body and soul together. And since there was no near and dear relatives for her, there was nobody to arrange her marriage and she was unmarried. And unfortunately, to top it all, when she was 30, she lost the use of both her arms and legs. So immediately, the members of the Seva organization resolved to adapt her and take care of her. So they bought her a cot, a mattress and blankets so that she could be transferred from the cold floor at least to the comforts of a mattress on a cot. And they also planned that every day one member would bring food and stay with her the entire day to take care of her without fail. So as months rolled by, the collective conscience of the village woke up, because the villagers felt ashamed that in the name of Sri Sathya Sai Baba, volunteers were coming from distant Ooty to take care of this elderly paralyzed lady who had always lived in their midst, totally neglected by them. So the villagers felt that it was their bounden duty to take care of this lady. So slowly their minds and hearts changed and kindness and compassion crept into their hearts. Well, each one commented, appreciating the continuous seva that had been going on, whether it was shine or rain. The Ooty Samiti members had never failed in the Sai Seva they had taken up, even though they had to travel 20 kilometers from Ooty to this village. So the villagers resolved that henceforth they would take over and care for their neighbor whom they had forsaken till then. Well, so what do you think happened next? Well, we will find out right after we listen to two beautiful renditions. Here is You Are My Love, followed by God Is In Me.
God is me, God is in me. God is in me, God is me. I go to where God is, God is in me, God is in me. I go to where God is, God is in me. God is in me. I go to where God gives. God gives through me. God gives through me. I go to where God gives. God gives through me. God gives through me. God lives as me, God lives as me. I go to where God lives, God lives as me, God lives as me. I let go and there God is, God is me. God is me, I let go when there God is. God is me, God is me. God is in me,
God is in me.
God is in me,
God is in me.
God is in me. Remember me, I am with you always. Remember me, remember me, I am with you always. Remember my name, call me anytime, anywhere. Remember my name, call me anytime. Remember me,
remember me,
I am with you always. Remember me,
remember me,
I am with you always. Remember my name, call me anytime, anywhere. Remember my name, call me anytime, anywhere. Remember me,
remember me,
remember me, I am with you always. Remember me,
remember me,
I am with you always. Remember my name, call me anytime, anywhere. Remember my name. Remember me,
remember me,
I am with you always. Remember me,
remember me,
I am with you always. Remember my name, call me anytime, anywhere. Remember my name, call me anytime, anywhere.
Remember me,
I am with you always. Remember me,
remember me,
I am with you always. Remember my name, call me anytime, anywhere. Remember my name.
Remember me,
remember me.
Remember me,
remember me.
I am with you always. Remember me,
remember me.
Remember me,
remember me.
I am with you always. Remember my name. Call me anytime, anywhere. Remember my name. Call me anytime, anywhere.
Remember me,
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 remember me.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So we were discussing about the service activity that was done by the members of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization in Ooty and how they transformed an entire village by just one act of compassion. So let's continue with the story. So I narrated till now how the members of the organization inspired the people of the village to take care of that elderly lady who was completely paralyzed. So what happened now is 30 families from that village came forward to help that lady who was staying in her home, which was in a state of complete ruin. So since 30 families came up, all the days of the month were thus covered and the specific date for each family was written on a piece of paper and kept near Bhagwan's picture in their puja room as an offering at the lotus feet of Lord Sai. So they began basically by renovating her house. They began by cementing the floor, painting the walls, repairing the roof. Thus her house gained a new look and shone because of the love and service gushing from generous hearts. And then they started cooking food for her in the renovated kitchen, and thus she was able to eat hot food, which is a very welcome change for her because in the Ooty the climate is very cold. Thus the dark, dismal house had become transformed into a shining center for all activities in Melakavati village. So the village that was earlier divided by selfishness, clashes of ego and disinterestedness came together bound by love of service to the long neglected lady. Thus started the link that bound them together into unity, which spread purity among them. So sometime the following year, a bhajan session was held in the lady's house along with the member of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organizations. So the bhajan singers from Ooty were totally immersed in singing the praise of the Lord who had brought the village together, and all the villagers also participated in this bhajan session. At that golden moment, something momentous, something really miraculous and something totally unexpected began to happen. That 50-year-old lady who had no sensation in her hands and legs and had been confined to her bed for the past 20 years, suddenly, without the help of anybody or without having anyone being conscious of it, raised herself up to sit on the bed, and slowly she put her feet down and stood up. And then she started to move her hands. She moved towards the place where bhajans were being sung in front of Bhagwan's picture. Now, the whole village was immersed in the bhajans and they did not realize the miracle that was happening right inside the lady's house. So all at once they saw this lady coming into this house where the bhajans were being held, and she walked up, you know, in the front where the bhajans were going on, and she raised her hands and paid homage to Bhagwan's altar that was there for the bhajans. And the lady explained to the amazed gathering that Swami had appeared in her dream the previous night and had massaged her hands and legs, thus removing their paralysis. Well, today, the 300 families in that village are closely knit into one Sai family. As Swami always says, unity first, then comes purity, and then comes divinity. So in this case, unity amongst the villagers led to purity, and that has expanded into divinity. So the village chief, who was in fact, who used to consume a lot of alcohol, he was so shocked by this incident that he resolved then and there that nobody in that village would ever touch a bottle of liquor. And thus, make that village into a pure village where God would be present. So dear listeners, when we do our duties with unconditional love, the ripple effect it causes is tremendous. In this simple story of selfless seva, we can see, you know, how a small resolve by the organization to love all and serve all, to help a woman, transformed the entire village for better. Thus, when Swami speaks of unconditional love, we understand that the power it has is beyond our feeble imaginations. Well, here is the next song, Rain of Love, followed by Realizing by Dana Gillespie.
Love is pouring down from your darshan, Baba.
Rain of love is pouring down from your darshan, Baba.
Rain of love is pouring down on us.
Rain of love is pouring down on us.
Rain of love is pouring down from your darshan, Baba.
Rain of love is pouring down from your darshan, Baba.
Rain of love is pouring down on us.
Rain of love is pouring down on us.
There's a rain of love in our hearts.
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 Baba, this rain is washing all our cares away.
Baba, this rain is washing all our cares away.
Baba, this rain is healing wounds of yesterday.
Baba, this rain is healing wounds of yesterday.
Drops of love from the sky of your grace.
Drops of love from the sky of your grace.
There's a rain of love in our hearts.
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 There's a rain of love in our hearts. There's a rain of love in our hearts.
There's a rain of love in our hearts.
Rain of love is pouring down from your darshan, Baba.
Rain of love is pouring down from your darshan, Baba.
Rain of love is pouring down on us.
Rain of love is pouring down on us.
There's a rain of love in our hearts. There's a rain of love in our hearts.
There's a rain of love in our hearts.
Baba, this rain is washing all our cares away.
Baba, this rain is washing all our cares away.
Baba, this rain is healing wounds of yesterday.
Baba, this rain is healing wounds of yesterday.
Drops of love from the sky of your grace.
Drops of love from the sky of your grace.
There's a rain of love in our hearts.
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 There's a rain of love in our hearts. There's a rain of love in our hearts.
There's a rain of love in our hearts.
Rain of love is pouring down from your darshan, Baba.
Rain of love is pouring down from your darshan, Baba.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Well, we have heard many incredible stories of transformation just through individuals putting into practice Swami's teachings that they have imbibed in their lives. Now, let's take a look at some examples of how we can use them, even in the simplest of situations. Well, here is an account of one of our friends here in Prashant in the Lame itself. Once this person was traveling by train. Well, in the Indian railway system, we know how we have all sort of people coming and going, like beggars, hawkers, etc. So there was one particular mendicant who came to him and started pestering him to give him something or the other. Now, sadly, he did not have enough to offer, and he felt this burning anger beginning to build inside him, you know, because he was so irritated by this person's constant pestering. And that was when he suddenly thought, okay, this is a time when I can start practicing Bhagwan's teachings to radiate his love towards this person asking me for something. And all of a sudden, so this person looked at this mendicant and gave a beautiful smile. And he prayed to Swami, pleading Swami to pour forth his love through him to this mendicant. And believe it or not, dear listeners, within the next few seconds, it felt like a miracle of sorts when this mendicant looked at him, smiled, and just walked away. Swami tells us all to become beacons of his love, no matter where we are and who we are or whom we encounter. Simple opportunities to practice that love is given in times that we come across as situations. Well, I now leave you with some songs that will... With that, I now leave you with some songs that will allow you to think about some situations that you can practice Swami's teachings to in our daily life and conduct. With that, here is a song, Lessons I Must Learn, followed by Satya Sai Baba.
Miracle.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Well, listening to some of these encounters, a yearning arises in me to try to put more of Swami's teachings into proper practice. One thing I have realized is that a personal audit every day, it makes a big difference. So what I do is before I hit the bed, I carefully reflect on my whole day. Well, here is another way to do it. Here is a good way to do a personal audit. I know some of the people who follow this way. What they do is they reflect on their whole day and then they separate their actions into two categories, positive and negative. You know, by positive we mean maybe you are in your office and, you know, somebody asked you for a help and you just did it without even thinking for a second. You know, that is a positive quality. By negative, it could be a trace of jealousy that could have cropped up in your mind when maybe one of your colleagues got promoted, you know, or maybe you are walking on the road and somebody asked for help and then you did not help and you just walked off and then later you said, I should have helped. Now that, so separate these actions, enter all your actions for the day into two categories, that is positive and negative, and give a score. For every positive action, give a plus one, and for every negative action, give a minus one. And then total it and see what the final scoreboard looks like at the end of the day, right? Once you do that, make a resolve to correct the wrongs that were done today. What is the way to correct the wrong? By simply not repeating the mistakes. The problem with us is not that we don't know what is right and what is wrong. It's just we know this is wrong, but we keep repeating the same mistakes over and over again despite knowing that is a mistake. So now, of course, there's a simpler way of doing it. That is, as Swami himself says, start the day with love, spend the day with love, fill the day with love, and end the day with love. Or in other words, it means start the day with God, fill the day with God, spend the day with God, and end the day with God. And this is the sure way to God. So while we listen to the next few songs, let's spend some time reflecting on how our day is going so far, shall we?
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Dwell in the house of the Lord now and forevermore. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. For I dwell in the house of the Lord now and forevermore. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. For I've dwelt certain of my love for you. Be certain that my love is true. Look to no man, place your life in my hand. Look to me, only. Be up my love for you. Be certain that my love is true. Look to no man, place your life in my hand. Look to me, only. Be certain of my love for you. Place your life in my hand. Look to me, only. Look to me, only. Look to me, only. Surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Follow me all the days of my life. For I dwell in the house of the Lord. I dwell in the house of the Lord. I dwell in the house of the Lord. Now and forever. Now and forevermore. I dwell in the house of the Lord.
About the Lord without a moment's break. He says that we can actually tie up the Lord with our devotion, our bhakti, and keep him a prisoner in our heart. I surrender to the love of Swami. Flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Swami flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Swami flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Swami flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Swami flowing through my life. Swami says that in his previous incarnations, he is the very same Rama and Krishna, now alive as Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I surrender to the love of Krishna flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Krishna flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Krishna flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Krishna flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Krishna flowing through my life. Swami has said that Rama came to bring back truth and righteousness to the planet. That was the purpose of his incarnation. And that Krishna came to bring peace and love back. But now all four are in danger of being dried up. And that's why the present avatar, Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai, has come to revive all four of these: truth, righteousness, peace, and love. All praise to Lord Sai. I surrender to the love of Sai flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Sai flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Shirdi flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Shirdi flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Shirdi flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Shirdi flowing life. I surrender to the love of Shirdi flowing through my life. Our Lord has said that Shirdi Baba came to lay the foundation for this present incarnation, Satya Sai. That there would be a third incarnation where total peace would be prevalent in the world, Prema Sai. All praise to Lord Shirdi Sai Rama. Oh Lord Rama, you've come again to bring us back to you. I surrender to the love of Rama flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Rama flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Rama flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Rama flowing my life. I surrender to the love of Rama flowing through my life. How lucky we are to be here with the avatar, the Kali Yuga avatar, Rama, Krishna, Shirdi Sai, come again to lead us, to heal us, to take us home. I surrender to the love of Sai. Oh my Sai, I love you. I surrender to the love of Sai. Oh my Sai, I love you. I surrender to the love of Sai flowing through my life. I surrender to the love of Sai flowing through my life, flowing through my life, flowing through my life, flowing praise and victory to Lord Sai.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Well, we are back after two beautiful songs. Earlier, we were discussing how we can reflect on our day's happenings and try to correct our own faults and shortcomings. The question now is, how do we know what is needed to be corrected? Well, here is a simple way to keep our actions in check. A very good way to do that is to ask ourselves some of these questions. First question is this a good thing to do? Now, I would say that this is a very generic question and may not be appropriate for everybody, but for the simple reason that people have their own definitions of good and bad. You know, we have seen a lot of people very conveniently justifying what they have done as good or is as right, when in the eyes of society and many other people, it may not seem so right or good. So this is not, it's a very generic question. So unless your fundamentals of what is good and what is wrong is very clear, please do not ask yourself this question, because then you might go wrong. But if your fundamentals, for us Sai devotees, it is very clear for us. So I think it is a quite appropriate question for us to ask, because we know what because for us, our expectations, I mean, our standards are pretty high, because our standards are, what is Swami expecting us to do? It's a pretty high standard. So I think for us, it is a good question to ask, is this a good thing to do? But I would not recommend this for everybody. Second question, is it a proper way of spending my time, or will I be just wasting my time? Now this is a very, very important question. Why? Because every second that is spent cannot be got back. I mean, when we are born onto this human body, we are very well aware that our sojourn on this earth is time bound. Right? And after a certain age, we cannot do whatever we want because our bodies are limited. The potential of the body goes down drastically. And before a certain age, too, we cannot do everything that we want because our bodies are not yet developed to its full potential. So during that youth, prime youth, when we have all the energy and all the strength, how are we spending our time? I think this is one of the very, very important questions. In fact, Swami has stressed it so many times. Swami says in his discourses that time waste is life waste. Swami says, God is time. Swami says, Kalaya Namaha, Kala Kalaya Namaha, Kala Titaya Namaha. God is time. Of course, God is beyond time. So how we spend every second of our day is very important for, or as I said earlier, once a second is gone, it cannot be got back. You know, in our Puranas, when we read Ramayana, Mahabharata, etc., we hear so many stories of superhuman strength, superhuman feats, right? Like people were able to fly across oceans, like what Hanuman did. And if you take the example of, there are examples of people showcasing superhuman strength. People could lift mountains, throw mountains. Ramayana we hear stories of Rakshasas and Vanaras. When they fight, they were throwing stones and mountains and trees at each other. But I've not heard one story where somebody has traveled back in time. Never heard. I don't know if it exists. If it is there, please forgive me. But personally, I've not heard. That shows that time is such an important thing. Even if you do whatever yogic practices you do, you can never reach a stage where you can travel back in time and make up for all the time that you have lost. It is not possible. Time catches up with everybody. So I think this is a very important question that we should ask. Ask yourself, am I wasting my time, or is this act of mine, am I doing something productive in the time that I have? Well, the next question is, will this benefit other people in any way at all? Now, this is a more spiritual question, if I can say so, because here we are not asking whether this act is going to benefit me. No, we have gone beyond that. As we evolve spiritually, the question that we should ask is this act of mine going to benefit somebody else? If yes, go ahead. Next question, is this in line with Swami's teachings? And finally, the most important question, which is absolutely foolproof in my opinion, is, will Swami approve of what I am doing? You know, just imagine, suppose you have to take a decision. You are in a business organization and you have to take a decision which is apparently in a gray area, and you are struggling to find out. You know, you're struggling because you're not sure if it is the right thing or it is a wrong thing. The question, what we should do then is, imagine you are sitting inside Kulwant Hall. Darshan music starts and Swami walks in. You're sitting in the first line, and here is a golden opportunity for you to ask Swami, Swami, I want to do this. Can I do? Now, if this act has a little bit of negativity right there, you will know that if this act is right or not. So, these simple questions can help us stay on the right path when we are not sure of what to do. So with that, dear listeners, here is the next song, Start the Day, followed by Call on His Name.
Start the day.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Well, it is just 3:25 p.m. in our studios, and it is almost time for me to conclude. And we shall end today's session with a little anecdote from Swami that occurred not long ago during one of his divine interactions inside Kulwant Hall. It was one of those beautiful darshan sessions not long ago when Swami used to walk into the Sai Kulwant Hall so beautifully, almost as if he was floating. And as he walked past all the devotees, one particular devotee, unable to control his love for Swami, shouted out, "I love you, Swami." And Swami instantly turned towards him and replied with a smile, "Don't love me, just love my teachings." So such was Swami's emphasis on the teachings that he had come to spread and plant in all our hearts and minds. So perhaps one way to think of every trial and tribulation that we feel is to see it as a gift, an opportunity from Swami to put all that we have learned into practice. So therefore, next time you find yourself getting frustrated at something or needing to respond at a situation, remember to ask yourself, what is it that Swami trying to teach me? How can I practice what he has taught in this situation? So let's spend the next week in awareness that each walking moment is an opportunity to live in his eternal and omnipresence. So this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer that may all the beings and in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy. And after one final song, we will have Brother Ganesh with the Telugu Life segment, Sri Sathya Sai Divya Sandeshajar.
Of the Sai Baba.